This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
BPM is an award-winning movie which dramatises the story of AIDS activists in the 90s in France. It's based on the real story of communities faced with illnesses and death who took protest and direct action to the streets. Ian Muchamore caught up with past HIV activist and screenwriting consultant Philip Mangeau, who's in Australia as part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. They discuss why a story about activism from 25 years ago engages so well with the LGBTI generations of today, who are not only passionate about advocacy and political action, but hitting a boiling point when trying to create change in a society that should be more evolved by now.
Maybe it's because we're in a quite depressed period, time, as far as politics are concerned, and young people are eager for stories of activism. And in France, for instance, we wrote the film, and at the same time, there was this great mobilization called Nuit Debout, Place de la République. Nuit Debout means nuit is night, and debout is to get up, so stay awake during the night. And we knew that writing this story, which happened 25 years ago, would document in a way the desire for politics of today's young people. I mean, politics are not there, and it's really what we wanted to show and what we wanted to tell. Activism is sexy.
This is not just a gorgeous, sexy French accent that you're listening to. The point that Philip Mangeau is making is that political activism is sexy, passionate, and emotional.
The most passionate arguments I had and has always been with my friends. And of course, when you write a script, you know that you're going to emphasize the passionate debates and the emotional aspect of political action. But on the other side, it's always like that. All the political groups I went to were passionate and were places for strong discussions. Let's talk about the 80s. And during the 80s, when the first cases of HIV appeared, there was this organization called AID, which really looked like what happened in New York with the GMHC, the gay men's health crisis. And they did everything. They were incredible. It was a community organization. But the problem was that they were so suspicious towards the state that they would say the state will have nothing to do with our sexuality and with our death. So they did everything, but the condition was, don't talk about it. We are dealing with it. So when ACT UP was created, it was to say AIDS is a global issue, and the state and the politicians and the economic powers have to get involved in it. And to force them to get involved in it, we had to say, look, we are gay, we have got AIDS, we are going to die, we don't want to die, we are experts of our illness, of our bodies, and we are going to force you to answer. So that's what we did.
The activities of groups such as ACT UP Paris, which Philip Mangeau was part of, pushed for changes which would see an enduring change in the relationships between doctors, scientists, governments and pharmaceutical companies and those directly impacted and living with HIV. They fought for effective new drugs to save lives and tackle HIV, and for these to be trialled ethically and to be made available as quickly as possible so that lives could be saved.
The drugs company would never deal with sick people, just like doctors. I mean, they had the power, and we were sick, and we were patients. And suddenly there were those people who got AIDS, we were HIV positive, and who said, look, we are experts of our bodies and you have to answer our questions. And we are going to steal the fire. We are going to learn and to learn your words and to discuss in your words. And it was so new for them. Suddenly, they had in front of them the people that they were working for, but they would never speak to us at the beginning. And suddenly they had to speak with us. At the beginning, I remember the first trials. One of the part of the people taking the drugs would take a placebo, and the other part would take the real drug. And after a few months, they would count the death. So we were against that kind of trial, and we fought a lot to redesign trials. It's one of the parts of the things we did. The other thing was that sometimes a pharmaceutical company would come and say there will be a lottery to know who is going to have the drug and who is not going to have the drug, and we were against that. So it was a considerable fight, and we had to fight every day. But on the other hand, we knew, and the big pharma knew, that fighting for their drugs was a way of saying this is an important drug. And so it was quite an impure fight, and I loved that. I loved the fact that the pharmaceutical companies understood that they needed us as much as we needed them. Going in an office and throwing away everything, trying to find everywhere the statistics that they wouldn't give us, throwing false blood on the face of people and shouting in front of the media to pressurize the drug companies. Yeah, we did that every day.
Philippe Mangeau was in the thick of these battles in the 1990s, but when effective HIV combination treatments finally became available in wealthy countries such as France and Australia, this had taken a personal and emotional toll on him. Whilst there are still significant fights globally for the rights and health of people living with HIV, everyone has their limits, and for Philippe in 2003, it was time to move on.
It used to be my fight, and it's not my fight anymore. I quit becoming an AIDS activist. I became a migrants, pro-refugees activist, and it's a different fight. I quit 14 years of my life. I became an AIDS activist in a very tragic period, and at the beginning of the year 2000, I knew that the AIDS issue was still a very important and crucial issue, but it was not as tragic as it used to be, and I was terrified by the idea that I could think, okay, those issues are not as important as the issues we had to face a few years ago. So I think when you think that, you have to leave. You have to let new people do the job because it's their world. And my world was full of ghosts and cemeteries and hospitals, which is not exactly the way people living with AIDS live now. I've known a time where you should wake up every 2 hours to get your treatment. And I've known a time where you lived in your shit because you had diarrheas all the time as a side effect. It's not the case anymore. So, well, the main issue is how to stop the epidemic. And it's possible. I went to Sydney and I saw quite a nice poster saying, go get a treatment in the context of a PrEP or to if you're HIV positive and we can stop the epidemic. There's nothing in France. So many people don't know anything about that.
That was Ian Muchamore with Philippe Mangeau, former ACT UP Paris activist and screenwriting consultant for the movie BPM, which is showing as part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival this weekend and in selected cinemas around the country.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.